Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Five, seven, the game.
All righty. Coming up in a half hour, we got the crossover with Willard and Dibs. Dibs is going to go over his power rankings, media power rankings. That should be fun.
What do you think he has himself slotted at? Or you can't while you're still going?
No, that's the only way
you
can.
Yourself third, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tier three.
Without a system. Like, we don't know what your metric system consists of.
I know what his system consists of, but he can explain it more than I can.
Like I did Ira Miller. Just take the L. the twiddle. What were you going to say? It was so profound.
Shut up. I'm done with you. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's what the Yoon's saying to you after you no-showed.
Why would you promise them I'd be there? That's not a good friend.
You promised you'd be there.
Evan, shut up. You were in San Antonio out of nowhere. I get this text from Steiny, address, and that's it. Question mark. And I said to myself, that's him telling me, go tell him your boy's coming. Everywhere I went, can I get another margarita? Can I get a hey, Steiny coming? Then it got to 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Can't Evan. Do it.
And I was like, my man, I get it. You fell out. I get it. I wasn't even mad.
I know you weren't because you texted me at 4 o'clock.
Hey, they don't know this part, so don't make it worse. Nobody knows this. You ain't gotta see. That's when you're airing stuff out. You're just gonna make it worse. Just say you didn't show. I checked on you.
Guru said, "All right, I'm not gonna do it."
Well, you can say what it is, but don't read how
you
I
said
wrote
at 4 o'clock. Hey, we're here. But no pressure.
Oh, yeah, that's my new thing. Evan, I like that. No pressure.
That means pull up. Yeah,
Evan would have pulled up.
Hey, you know where I went Saturday?
To sleep.
That was Sunday.
Okay, all right. Give me a 4.
Are you going to guess or are you just going to lay out?
The ship.
No?
I think I know.
Golfing.
No, that was Sunday.
Yes. Oakland
Ballers.
Oh, no, you went to the game.
I went to an Oakland Ballers game.
I was thinking where you watched the game in Oakland. They got the playoff games. Oakland, not the
Athletic Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Nope. All right, you went to the Baller game.
Yeah, Oakland Ballers.
Was Too Short performing?
No,
he had did that earlier.
No. Week. Have you ever been to an Oakland Ballers?
No, I have not.
Evan, you have, correct?
To an Oakland Ballers game?
Yes.
No. I've played baseball at Raymondi Park. Like, I played there growing up, but I've never been to an Oakland Ballers game.
I'm shocked. I haven't been.
They didn't have the stadium when you were growing up.
No, it was not very nice.
Right. It's really nice now. The stadium's nice and the area around
it. What time was the game?
This is the best part.
I got to be ready to go.
This is the greatest starting time for a Saturday game.
It's 7 a.m.
4:45.
Wow.
4:45. It's perfect because you're out of there by 7.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, like, you can't, like, oh, I'm going to go golfing in the morning.
I'm going,
and
man.
And then we'll go to the game at 7. You can't make that. That's too long a day.
How'd you get there?
It's an 8-minute drive.
But I hear it's right by BART, right?
No, that's not correct. Oh, okay. But you can take BART to West Oakland and then get a shuttle for free to the stadium.
Now, is it the perfect time because it's the latest time that you're comfortable going to an event on Saturday?
A lot of stuff.
Well, I'm
going to
be honest here, and let me be.
We all live different lifestyles, Donnie.
Let me be sincere. It's extremely family friendly. So there are a lot of kids. And I think the 445 is perfect for young kids because they'll get tired on the way home.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Warriors, either too young or too old.
So I love me some baseball, and I'm so random, Evan, you know this, but Stanley, I got to ask you, when you hit it out at that facility,
yeah,
where's the ball go? Are there like fans like old Giant Candlestick or fans, or like where the A's are playing now, there's fans out there where you hit the home run?
It's a very good question, and what I'll tell you is this. Your car could get a broken windshield.
Oh, I love it.
However, I'm pretty sure that they have a sponsorship with like safety glass.
This is great.
So if it happens, you go there and they'll replace it for free or something like that.
That's sick.
It's totally cool. You can sit. You can see the Oakland skyline.
Well, that's cool.
One of the really cool parts is, It's kind of a temporary stadium. I'm hoping to God they make it into a permanent stadium.
Would you leave? It's so, I hear a lot. What word am I looking for?
I don't know.
You know, where it's just you and me, and it's the ambiance is kind of, what word am I looking for?
Intimate?
Yeah, setting. Yeah, so why would you want to leave that?
Well, because right now, for example, there's a lot of chain link fence around that obviously is going to be something else. The cool part is there are warehouses beyond the outfield fence, and the warehouses have ivy, so you look out and it looks a little like Wrigley Field. Now it's not in the field of play, but there's a lot of really good visuals, and I would highly recommend it.
How were the snack bars and stuff?
Excellent.
To get, oh, man.
Excellent.
Nachos.
Yeah. You know, beer, burgers, dogs. Better food than that. I would highly recommend it.
I got to get to. So, do you know where they're at in their season? Like, is it just starting?
It started.
Okay, I can get there. I'm going to one.
I think we're in week two now.
What a name. Oakland Ballers.
And, of course, you know
their. Was I.
You know their nickname? I'm sorry, you know their mascot.
I don't.
They have a mascot. Evan, do you know?
A baseball.
No.
Bucky?
Scrappy.
Scrappy the baller?
The possum.
He's a possum.
Correct.
I don't like it.
From the A's.
Oh.
Remember?
That's a thumbs up.
Yeah, so the A's had that possum possums would be all. Remember when one fell from the.
No, I'm just surprised because you don't like large rodents.
Either do I.
No, the kids like Scrappy.
But adults don't. Remember, they had one in the playoff game where the possum was showing his face up in the.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No, this is a costumed person.
Yeah, I got it.
So I'm a little better with that.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, so speaking of one like cool stadium, Sacramento's got to go.
The players and coach managers are tired.
They can't do this another year.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. You can't.
No, I'm sick. They're tired of it.
Dude.
The players and the managers.
They just hosted the Yankees and the Phillies. And I couldn't stop thinking about.
I watched a bunch of those games.
This is exactly like when I grew up in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
We had the AA Reading Phillies. And once a year, the real Phillies would come to Reading and play an exhibition game.
Right.
And sometimes the Reading Phillies would win because the big Phillies didn't really care, and they didn't usually bring their full team. And I'm like, that's what's going on in Sacramento. It's like they're playing exhibition games. Like the Yankees come, and they beat them 2 or 3, and
I got love
and it's
for
like
the city,
you're
man.
Watching just an exhibition
who
game.
Who thought it was going to be something else?
They should
Where
play
they're doing the post-game
they,
stuff, it's embarrassing.
They should play at the Baller Stadium.
Manfred should have never let them out to town, man.
Well,
that is no, I'm serious, man. And I'm sitting there watching. Bryce Harper don't even look right at that. The whole venue is off.
That's purgatory.
And it's ghetto trying to do that there. And nothing against what they had going because it was great ambiance at that facility. But to cram Major League Baseball in there, Steiny, it's a joke.
It is.
And now the manager and players are saying, Evan, this ain't up to code. I love that, man. Fred, fix yourself.
I think they'd also like it if they won an 11-game win streak as opposed to an 11-game losing streak.
Well, they're not gonna. I text Evan the other night, and I got kind of mad at him. I go, dude, the A's are good.
Of course you do.
And ever since then, that kiss was the of kiss death. Of death. Yeah. You mean, of course I did.
Let's see how good they are.
Not very.
Well, they're not boring. The A's are not boring.
Who's more exciting?
What's up with Rooker?
Yeah, they're last in the AL West.
What happened with him and his power?
He got paid.
Dude.
But, like Adamas.
Who's our guy picking him up, though? Who's got all
Soderstrom. He's cooled off. He's got 10 homers, but he had 9 first 6 weeks of the season. So
I'm impressed, Steiny.
Yeah.
You're tapped in.
He's playing fantasy baseball this year.
He does every year, but sometimes he's less involved than others. Yep.
I don't share anything.
No, you don't. By the way,
there was another
NBA playoff game, and the team lost the 20-point lead. Can you believe it? Can you believe it wasn't over at halftime?
The Knicks were
down 20.
Oh, everybody at the party, they had the TV out there in the back.
Yeah.
We all thought it was like, nah, 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 nah.
How many times do you have to be kind of humiliated like that before you say, you know what, Steiny? Teams are blowing 20-point leads. It's not that big a deal.
Well, every shot.
Tell me I'm right.
It's just some are done differently, but nobody's surprised. Come on. I lost that one a long, long time ago. Stars and Oilers tonight, Steiny.
Stars and Oilers.
Oh, really hockey.
You really ate it.
707. And
thank you.
Ticket price is right, too, for the Ballers.
Oh, they are.
$15
a
ticket. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's what life's about.
We should go. During the week.
We can.
Yeah.
The 408. Now, this is going to get me, Goo. I'm going to channel my inner Jimmy Butler.
Because I got one for
you. The 408 goes, let's keep it to Bay Area sports, guys.
Ooh.
Let me tell you something.
So that didn't include
408.
Hey, the Ballers count.
You don't tell Guru and I how to play. All right? We're like Jimmy Butler.
Oh, man.
Don't you tell us
that is great.
How to play.
Oh, man.
If we want to take 9 shots in an elimination game, we'll take 9 shots in an elimination game.
Let's say the Knicks and your Minnesota team loses.
Mm-hmm.
Who won the trade for Kat and Randall? Or do you say it's even?
Yeah, well, the Knicks probably are further.
Who wouldn't do it again? I think both teams, if you're both in the Western Conference, Eastern, Western Conference, like, we're good here.
Yeah, I think both teams would do it again. Uh-huh. I mean, in fairness, I think
now
the Knicks probably, because the Knicks, They didn't go anywhere last year, right?
Well,
in theory, you could say the Timberwolves are at the exact same spot they were last year.
I see that.
In the Western Conference Finals.
Somebody said.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Siri took my IQ test because I did that for Jefferson. Pretty good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're not Matt Flakemitz. They're trying to put that up there, man. I ain't going for that.
Well, not today.
Well, Saturday. Or Sunday.
Most playoff games. Farhan's team.
Oh.
You're not going to like this one. And you know what? I should wait a day to do this.
What?
I like everything.
Because idiots are so biased about recency that it's not the day to bring this up.
It's all that matters.
You mean
this,
like
today.
This offseason being the craziest offseason in the history of the NBA?
Yeah, Shams, I didn't like that.
This is, so the Timberwolves game three, the one they won, okay?
That wasn't even a game.
The one they won.
Yeah.
They've only won one.
Goo.
Oh.
You're going to, I can't wait to say this because you're going to be bothered, but I don't care. I'm watching game three, and I'm watching Anthony Edwards, and I'm saying to myself, you know what? He absolutely, positively has some Jordan
in
him.
Oh, there's no, what? You're just now, welcome to the party. Like, this is why you misconstrue who I am.
I can't stand
as a
him
fan.
Right,
you thought I would be, Stoney, I've been there. It's incredible.
Actually, you know what?
Simulator.
He's not even close, come to think of it.
My boy Ron T, you met him. Last night there was a play just in last night's game. He goes, he flew over everybody and glided like Jordan. Hey, it's real. But I'll tell you what, he ain't. Michael would have never been in the playoff game down 2-1 with two field goal attempts. I don't care if they were holding his uncle hostage. Uncle would have just been in trouble.
Michael Stoddy Jordan, 1-4 in the first five playoff series he was involved in.
And for Ant with no shirt and his trap showing, looking like
Michael
Evan,
Jordan did not
in his
have
recliner. He like, I played the right way, and this was what I agree with him with. He go, I didn't shoot enough to have a bad. I go, you are technically right, son. Jordan, he goes, I didn't shoot enough to be struggling.
Jordan didn't make two Eastern Conference Finals at 23.
I don't know what your point is.
That's my point.
It's a new world. Michael been playing in this slop. He would have outscored the team itself.
By
that
the way,
first step.
I'm in the middle of a deep dive that's going to rock your world.
You can't
world.
Steal that from Dibs. He's got that. That is great.
I'm in the middle.
I heard it somewhere.
So, deep dive Dibs.
That is great. Shallow in, Steiny.
So, I'm looking at shooting percentages. I'm looking at the playoffs.
Why?
Just how the greats have done. I'll tell you what. I think Michael Jordan had more games with single-digit field goals made and 25 or more attempts.
Now, I feel like Iverson's number one or Harden number two.
Look at some of these numbers when he's in the playoffs. It's like 9 for 25.
In the
offs. Yes.
Well, he's
off.
Playing against the Pistons, Donnie, with no help.
Yeah. That's right.
Like, do you think Shea had a good game last night, Stoney?
Oh, my.
Well, he did, yeah. But he was
shot it 33 times.
And made 13.
He was 13 for 30.
That's the F.
That's 40-something. That's
Stoney,
still 30 shots.
What did the team shoot?
No,
we didn't ask
that. But that's my point.
Go ahead, Ed.
No, you can still be good and have an inefficient game.
That's all we're saying. But you guys want to, when you're trying to do something to Harden or Westbrook in their prime or Allen Iverson's career, he was 13. You know what it takes to hoist 30 field goal attempts in a playoff game?
So, just the way you talk about Jordan's like he never had a bad game.
Nobody ever said that. He never went to a game seven.
That's right, because he got eliminated. Because they had five-game series for the most part.
Why can't it just because he's that good? And just leave it alone.
He didn't win early in his career, Goo. I'm just saying.
And then he won it every year.
No, not the year he retired.
Sorry, the years he was active.
No, he didn't win in Washington.
That doesn't count.
Of course it does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it doesn't count. You guys are great.
That
you guys are just
great. When his shorts were pulled up to his throat, I hated watching that short. Yuck, that does not exist.
Every year in his prime, Steiny, that dude won a championship.
That's all.
No, that's not true.
Steiny, he had 2 3-peats and left and came back and got another one.
Right.
That's how great he was.
Right, he never faced an opponent in the finals that had been there more than twice. Like, think about that.
Or that was better than him.
That means nothing.
It means everything. It means
Portland,
he had no rival.
Hall of Famers.
They had no rival.
He was Superman. Everybody else was trying to take his cape. They couldn't.
No, that's not
Barkley
the way.
Barkley wasn't good.
That's not
Drexler?
The way it went down. The way it went down
Magic?
Is Bird,
Steiny.
Magic.
Oh, this hurts.
The Philadelphia 76ers, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
He could not get over. Bird and Magic had the NBA on lock. Then they retired,
and Michael Jordan.
You do know in 91, his first one came against Magic.
How old was Magic?
But they were favored.
No chance.
Oh, my God.
There's no way the Lakers were favored. They had four guys 40 years old.
I got to believe. Dude, they were in the finals. The Lakers were.
Just all I want to tell you is.
Elgin Campbell.
All I want to tell you is he was human. All right? He was human.
When you say it like that, I'm like, you know what? But understand, people still line up
to do
wear
what?
His tennis shoes.
And
Larry
for
Bird
the 8
said
millionth
he was
time,
in tennis shoes.
The fact that they're buying tennis shoes right now does not mean
culture,
he's
tiny...
a better player than he was or a worse
player
than he
was. What was Michael Jordan's weakness? And we'll listen.
What was his weakness?
He was Atlantic City.
He was impossible to play with. He was impossible to play with for the first half of his career because he was selfish and he didn't know how to incorporate teammates.
He was playing with Quentin Daly.
That's why he called
Granville Waiters. He called
his teammates the supporting cast. That doesn't engender
championships.
This dude is so I know what you're doing. You're gonna try to.
I'm telling you the truth.
It's not the truth.
Mike, did he not call his teammates my supporting
now
cast?
Now you're going Cub Scout
the on
the
answer's
what
yes.
What was his weakness on the hardwood?
The answer's yes.
He was Springsteen.
What was his weakness on the hardwood?
Wasn't a great shooter early in his career.
By the way, Steiny, they weren't favored to win all six finals.
And that's all, man.
They were.
Beat Magic.
No, they weren't. I'm looking at it right here.
They
Vegas.
Weren't. So you're telling me the Bulls were not favored all six of their finals?
Gambling favorites, no.
Get out of here.
91, the Lakers.
They said that the Lakers were favored to win that. They had home court advantage, the Lakers.
What I'm saying, so four out of six they were favored?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that still doesn't bring it home.
So if you only won four.
Steiny, he never went to a game seven.
Guru, he got eliminated in three games. He got swept.
I'm talking about in the one he
early,
won. The ones
early
he
in
won.
His career, he
six
got swept.
I got you.
Okay.
But you never watched him and having two field goal attempts in those games, knowing he had no help. He is everything to me on what a killer should be on the basketball court. His first step was incredible. His hands. He played offense just like he played defense. There was no weakness, Steiny.
Yeah, there was.
Hang
actually time.
No, oh, wait, I lied. Sorry, Action Network had a different article where they actually were favored in all their finals.
Thank you.
That doesn't take away from the fact he won six, though.
So he was like such a...
No, but it proves my point that...
You don't like
Jordan,
Mike. We
no,
get it.
What proves my point is that Bird and Matt, if Bird doesn't exist, Magic wins eight titles and he's pissing on Jordan. If Magic isn't there, Bird's got six titles.
Well, if Michael doesn't
and
retire,
Michael Jordan,
Hakeem has
Michael
no
Jordan
rings and the Bulls
had
eight.
Had nobody. He did not have a rival. And you're gonna say, well, that's because nobody was good at
him. The league was his rival, Steiny.
No.
The Super Friends. Barkley tried to knock him off. Kevin Johnson.
Right.
Drexler.
Right. They had one
Kersey,
time.
Right. All those guys. They right. couldn't do it.
So
Magic.
He never. He seldom faced a team. How many times did he face a team in the? I mean, I get
all
it.
Right, but real you're, quick.
No.
What about Reggie Miller and that Pacer team?
What about
those
him?
Were good teams? Deadly Shrimp.
Right. They were.
What about Patrick Ewing?
They were good teams.
Good.
Yeah. They
Michael
were good.
Michael kept them from being great. On his way to knocking off whoever was coming from the West.
Hey, I'm not going to talk you out of it. I'm just going to tell you that Michael Jordan, how many times did he play against a team in the finals that was making their first appearance in the finals? Now, you may say, who cares? But
he
I think that matters.
Dues, though. They paid their dues.
My point is, it wasn't like the Celtics and Lakers where they played each other three times in the finals.
Yeah.
He didn't have anybody like
that.
But
is that his fault?
No, but it has to be taken into consideration. Because when you go to the finals for your first time and another team's been going two, three, four times, forget it.
I'll say this. And
that's like devaluing the Warriors' most recent championship because the Celtics hadn't been there before.
It's not devaluing. It's just acknowledging.
No, it is kind
of. Why did the Warriors win that series?
Because they were better.
I think experience had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, which factors into them being better.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is
That's my point.
So Magic should have won that.
That's my point. Is every time Jordan went to the finals, he had a built-in advantage because they were there.
Not the first one in 91 against Magic in his experience.
Right, and they were over the hill. That team was over the hill.
Well, over the hill. They were pretty good over the hill.
He proved they were over the hill by beating them four straight games.
That's fair. Let you know it's Stein.
That's fair.
But he had no weakness on the court, Steiny. Go right, just like he could go left, play D.
I don't think he was a great. I don't think he was a great teammate.
Look at how many all first team offenses and defense.
Yeah. I just don't think he was a great teammate.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, well, you asked me for a weakness.
Is Draymond Green a great teammate?
Sometimes.
Ask Jordan Poole.
Sometimes.
Ask Jordan Poole.
Well, I'm saying sometimes.
Yeah, but I don't care about that.
I know you don't.
Ask Scotty Burrell. He'll probably say he wasn't a good teammate.
Yeah.
Ask Pippen.
Exactly.
But I'm talking about on the court.
Yeah, and I'm just talking, like, you've mythologized him.
Has.
You've mythologized him to a point, and I'm just here to tell you he was not a perfect player. He's a great player, maybe the greatest of
teammate
all time.
To me.
No, he's a great player, but he missed some shots during his career. What's coming up on the game? And he never got over on Isaiah. On Bird.
He beat Isaiah and they didn't even shake his hand.
What happened? That doesn't count.
Oh, you are incredible.
What's coming up on a game is brought, because Isaiah got him early.
Go
everybody
to
got
break.
Him. What's coming up on a game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Well, we're only pushing back the crossover. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.